feel worse than it is. So how are you this morning? Yeah, are you having fun? Is it a good day? You're visiting Grand Prairie. Is that good? Are you having a good time? Excellent. And I know that you're with Grandma too, right, Haley? Yeah. Did you know that today is a celebration day? Did you know today is New Year's Eve? Did you know that? That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? It's like New Year's Eve already. Well, it's kind of New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve in the church. Because you know how how many seasons do we have? Do you know how many seasons we have? Four seasons? Like, is summer a season? What's another season? Fall. Yeah, that's where we're in now, the season of fall. What other season do we have? You can say it. Winter, yeah. For some people, it feels like winter started already, right? Yeah. And what other season do we have? Do you remember the last one? There's four: summer, fall, winter, and
spring.
Spring, very good, yeah. And you should go spring, summer, winter, fall, and winter. Well, the church has seasons also. Did you know that? I know not many people know that. The church has seasons. And this little circle here, it's in the middle. It'll tell you the four seasons that we celebrate. But then there's also church seasons. So today is the very last day in the season of the church year. And today is called Christ the King Day because it's the day that we remember that Jesus Christ is King. And then next week, we start all over again with a brand new church year. And we start with Advent. And there are 4 weeks in Advent. And there are colors that go with each season. So what's the color of Advent? Can you see what color I call it colored in? Blue, yeah. The color is blue. And we know it's blue because we remember the hope that maybe Jesus will be born and that Jesus will come again. And then what do we have after Advent? When Jesus is born, what's that day called? Christmas Day. Christmas Day is the day that we remember that Jesus was born. And there's like 1 or 2 weeks in Christmas. How many days are there in Christmas? No. There's a song, and it says the 12 days of Christmas. And then Jesus gets baptized, and then there's a season that's called Epiphany, and then there's Lent, and there's Easter, and there's, oh, look at this great big green space in here. You know what that season's called? That season is called the time after Pentecost. That's what that's called. How come you think it's green? When you think of green things, what do you think of? Trees, yeah. Trees and grass and leaves, right? And that's the time of growing. And that's the time that we remember and we learn all about Jesus and we grow in our faith. And the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. So we are way at the end here of the year, Christ the King Day. So if it is the last day of the church year, then wouldn't it be New Year's Eve? Yes. Yeah, so do you think we should have a party? Do you think we should have a party? Yeah, we should have a party. So, if we're going to have a party, do you want a party cap? You want to wear a party cap? And you can wear this at church. Oh, yeah, hell no. Oh, you want a party hat? Yeah, we're going to have a party. Because you're going to make calendars today in Sunday school. So, here's your party hat. Here's your party hat. Here's your party hat. Haley, here's your party hat. Helen, would you like a party hat? You don't want one? Okay. Okay, and here's what else we have. Look at this. We have noisemakers. Because don't you need to have, in a party, don't you need to have noisemakers? There's a noisemaker. There's a noisemaker. There's a noisemaker. Let me hear you blow it. Go ahead, you can blow it in church. Really loud. Really loud. Very good. Really loud. There's yours. Really loud. And actually, when I preach the sermon, every time I say Christ the King, I want you to blow on that. Okay? So here, let's practice. Christ the King. Very good. And here's your little instrument, your recorder. And blue. Remember Abbott.
And there you go.
Okay, Christ the King. Today is Christ the King Sunday. You gotta do it the other way. Okay? You gotta do it the other way. So remember, let's practice. What day is today?
Christ the King.
Yes, very good. Christ the King Sunday. Okay, let's pray together.
Oh gosh.
Jesus, celebrate you today. Celebrate you every day, but especially today, that we remember that you are the one who reigns. It is your kingdom, both here on earth and in heaven. We ask, gracious Lord God, that you be with us, each and every one of us today, especially when we leave this place and we go back home, that we remember that you are with us always, and that you are Christ the King. Amen.
Amen.
That was really good, girls. All right, now, you can hand these out to people, because they can do it too. I mean, we should just leave it for us to do, should we? Okay, so you can hand these out to people, but give them to Grandma. And anybody else who might want one, okay? So you can hand them out. Okay, and also, here are your crayons. You got a lot of stuff. Here are your crayons for when you color your own calendar wheel, okay? All right, you guys can hit that. You got all that stuff. Can you carry it?